And at this time in our fall sports preview, we're visiting with the head coach of the Ansley Litchfield Spartans football team, Kurt Kolhanek, who joins us on the phone. Coach, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Well, let's just kind of start by tackling the elephant on the field, I guess is what I'm calling it, and that is certainly the COVID-19 situation. We know how it has affected things. My question is, how did it affect you guys during the summer? Did it cause you to maybe not be able to do some things that you would normally do during the summer? How did it affect your team?
Yeah, you know, it did affect everybody. But we tried to do what we could. Like our weight program, you had to move things around and you had to disinfect and try to do your social distancing or whatnot. But we still had good numbers. I mean, probably the best numbers we've ever had, actually, even though this was going on. So,
Kurt, let's talk a little bit more about the weight program. I know that the weight situation and the weight program now really has become a year-round thing. And I know that there were about 2 to 2.5 months in there where, as far as going into the weight room, say, at the school, it was not available. How did the kids battle through that, and do you feel like they're kind of back to where they need to be as you've worked through the summer?
Yeah, I don't think we fell off a lot. That was what I was worried about. Coach Blauvelt, down at Litchfield, we have a vault program. And a lot of that, it's kind of like a CrossFit deal. I mean, it's not what you exactly want for football, but you want to have it there. But it's a lot of stuff that they could do at home. And, you know, it's a lot of agility drills and stuff like that. So we had them doing that. And then Mr. Furno here and Mrs. Smith, volleyball coach, we all kind of worked together there to have that. So they had stuff at home that they could do off of their phone. They could just download it, do it off of their phone when they couldn't come to the school. So it helped out tremendously, I think, because when we came to fall camp, you know, I didn't have very many kids that were totally out of shape.
Mm-hmm. Coach, let's start talking about the team in particular a little bit now. How many kids do you have out this year?
You know, it's great. You know, we dropped down to D2, and that's going to help out tremendously on the schedule. But we have 28 kids out, and potentially 30 if a couple more come. So that's probably the most numbers I've had. So where that goes is kids are getting more interested in the sport, and there's not very many kids that are in high school that are not going out for either cross country or football, and that's great.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I know that in the last couple of years you've been playing a lot of young kids, whether it be due to injury or whatever. Now some of these young kids, they've got that experience, they've got that maturity. You've got a pretty good group coming back this year.
Yeah, we got a great group coming back. It's been tough. It's been tough on us coaches. It's been tough on the kids. You know, you're playing Arcadia, Loup Cities, Burwells, and I'm not making excuses. It's just you have 14- and 15-year-old kids going against 18-year-olds, and there's just nothing you can do about it. What I took away from last year is we were competitive every week, and the kids never gave up, and we got better every game as the season went on. We had a couple bad games where we didn't play well, had some turnovers, but the kids have a swagger to them this year, and, you know, they're tired of getting beat around, and now they're older, and, you know, there's great expectations for the future.
Coach, I know that you're always looking for leadership on a team. Talk about some of the guys that you kind of feel right now are kind of taking on that leadership role as you go through fall camp.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, we got about 11 kids that are going to play. But, you know, Tyson Bailey, number one, he's came on. He's going to be a stud. And then, you know, you got Colby Larson, who's kind of our physical leader. You know, the kid isn't scared of anything. And so I kind of lean on them, too, right now, just as far as kind of taking control. And but, you know, I got a lot of, like, every starter is pretty much a leader.
Mm-hmm.
But those two are pretty much, that's what we lean on.
Coach, I was looking at the schedule, and that first game I see Ansley Litchfield versus Anselmo Myrna. It just seems like everything is right again with high school football since we get that matchup again. I'm sure that your kids will be excited to start the season against AM.
Yeah, we love it. I don't know. We don't really bring up rivalry anymore, but I know the kids from Ansley-Litchfield and Selma Myrna, they talk and do a lot of jawing, you know, at each other, which makes it kind of fun. So, yeah, it's great to be back to playing Myrna, Twin Loop. I mean, we're excited about that. You know, it's kind of like the old LVC.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's nice just to have close home games and, you know, kind of get back to the old world.
Yeah. Coach, one final question for you. I've been asking all of our coaches who are coaching in eight-man about their feelings about the new playoff format that will be instituted this year by the NSAA. We'll start with the round of 32. It'll still be divided into divisions, West and East. But then when we get to the round of 16, it will no longer be East and West. And who comes out of those brackets, it's going to be a reseeding of the teams and put everybody together in a field of 16. Your thoughts about the new playoff format this year?
You know, I don't have a problem with it. If you're going to be the best, you got to be the best or beat the best. So, you know, like nothing against Pleasanton last year. But so you got BDS down there, you got Humphrey St. Francis, you got Fall City Sacred Heart. You know, they're all pounding on each other. Which they're parochial schools, so they have some different rules. But, you know, Pleasanton goes down there and, you know, it didn't turn out too well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lopsided from the get-go. So, you know, stuff like that has a lot to do with what they're doing, you know, to make it fair across the state. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the East has always kind of been, seems like they're more dominant than we are some years, but or most years. So, you know, things like the Humphrey St. Francis Pleasanton game last year, I think that had a lot to, you know, games like that have a lot to do with it. They're just trying to even it out across the board. So, you know, me personally, yeah, you want to get down and play in Memorial Stadium with your kids. But, like, changing it up the way they have, you know, like I said, if we got to go beat Fall City Sacred Heart in the quarterfinals instead of the finals and we get beat, then, you know, we're going to get in the beat in the finals anyway, so
mm-hmm.
I really don't have a problem with it.
Well, Coach, we always enjoy the time that you give us. Enjoy visiting with you. Can't wait to watch your kids and follow them through the course of the season, and we wish you the best in 2020.
Thanks, Brent, for having me.
That's Coach Kurt Kolhanek joining us on our Fall Sports Preview.